unfortunately, none that I can think of, and you're talking about the Chinese radio on APRS. One of my friend's radios bought the same radio that I bought, that I put in my one vehicle, and it kept transmitting on the 3-1 repeater, even though he programmed in the APRS frequency. Every time it keyed up on the 3-1. He had no idea what was going on. Of course, somebody broke in and running the riot act, basically, he said, for transmitting data on the 3-1, and he didn't know he was. So he thanked them as far as that, and they still kind of criticized him for it. And it's kind of like, hey, I just learned a new radio. I didn't know it was doing it. So, yeah, some of those things that will do what they want to do when they want to do it, and you don't know that they are, yeah, for sure. First thing I want to talk about for those that attended the 70th anniversary party on Saturday, things went generally well. We had a little snafu with the restaurant. Some of the people I talked to, I had been to the restaurant 3 times. I talked to them 3 times on the phone, and yet they still got things screwed up at the restaurant on Saturday night. So we did the best they could. They did the best they could. We got things worked out. Unfortunately, I don't think that they didn't have enough help because of the numbers that we had. Enough cooks and that. I guess one of the waitresses that we had, there were only 2, and one of them was kind of helping in the kitchen, I understand. So that slowed things down, and not everyone got a good meal. I know Minnie had issues with her. She was the last one served, so I'll let her talk about that one. So I apologize for that. I did my due diligence. I figured 6 times over the course of the 4 months to try and head off any issues. I was there Wednesday night, talked to the night manager, who unfortunately didn't convey any of the information to the staff or didn't write anything down or anything for Saturday. So we had 40 people that were scheduled to attend, and they only had it set up for the initial count of 25 that I gave them 4 months ago. So none of the information after the first contact got relayed to who was going to be there on Saturday night, I guess. So I apologize for that one. I'm possibly going to go back over and talk to the restaurant staff, see if I can get a hold of the owners and let them know what had transpired, and they need to do a better job writing down the information that's given it to them, not just say, okay, yeah, we got it, and never write it down. So it never got that far past the first day I talked to them, the first time I was over there. Other than that, the rest of the night went okay. We had good conversation. A lot of people that were there. We had 3 representatives from the ARRL. We had our Great Lakes Division Director. We had our Michigan Director. We had our Michigan Emergency Section Coordinator, and we had Representative O'Neill was there. He was only going to come and present his proclamation, but he knew Joe Turner, who was our featured speaker for the night, so he decided to stay. He stayed all the way to the end of the night, all 3 hours, so we were graced with his presence for the whole time and got a lot of compliments of that from him as well. So we received 2 proclamations from the state, one through the ARRL, our Michigan director or section coordinator, and we had one from Amos O'Neill from Michigan as well. So that turned out well. We had several prizes to give out. All of those went. And we had several awards. We had a total of 8 awards that were supposed to be given out. Unfortunately, only 2 attended the banquet. So we have the awards still for them. We will try and get a hold of them and get them their certificates and their pen and those things that are coming to them. So that's where we are with that one on it. With that, Mike, thanks for doing the net. I'll turn it back over to you, KC8YVF.